latest news updates being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? Also by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And by M3 Wireless for your best choice in internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. This past week, a global plea was locked in. The Huron County prosecutor packaged two felony files for Shane Lee Cook Jr., securing guilty pleas to absconding on bond and tampering with an electronic monitoring device in one file and resisting and obstructing a police officer in the other. All is fourth habitual offender. The people agreed not to request consecutive sentencing, but the court made it clear it can still impose it. There is still no promise, and sentencing exposure remains high, each count up to 15 years with habitual fourth. The record shows a sufficient factual basis made voluntarily in understanding the pleas. Operationally, the court consolidated matters for sentencing on April the 6th at 9 a.m. and canceled Cook's bond. He is now facing sentencing with no safety net. A 62-year-old man is facing multiple criminal charges in connection with the fatal shooting of a man at a residence in southern Tuscola County earlier Thursday morning, March 12th. Dave Lezick, 62, was arraigned Friday on 11 criminal charges in alleged shooting and killing of a man at a residence in Waterton Township near the border of Tuscola and Lapeer counties. The most serious charge filed against Lezick is discharging a firearm in or at a building causing a death. If found guilty, the maximum penalty could be a life sentence. The case started where sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a shooting in the 9700 block of Willits Road. When they arrived on scene, they found Stanley Schmidt, age 65, deceased from a gunshot wound, and Lezick there. Lezick was arrested, then taken into custody to be housed at the jail. Because the shooting incident is still under investigation, there's a possibility more charges could be filed against Lezick. And construction is underway on a new facility for Thumb Area Transit near Bad Axe. Project officials say will support the agency's growing operations and transportation services across the region. TAT Director Kim Jimkoski said the work on the Long Pran project is progressing as expected. The project is going very well, he said. The new facility is being built in Verona Township, just outside Bad Axe, near Whitlam Street and Bushland Road. Site development began in January, and the project is currently in the early stages of construction. Officials expect the facility to be completed by March of 2027. The project carries a total cost of approximately $32 million, which includes the purchase of land for the new site. Funding for the facility has been secured entirely through state and federal grants, according to TAT officials. Thumb Area Transit previously received a $10 million grant through Michigan's Intermodal Capital Investment Grant Program, which is administered by the Michigan Department of Transportation and Michigan Infrastructure Office. Jimkoski said the remaining $22 million needed for the project was also obtained through state and federal funding sources. Once the new facility is complete, the Huron Transit Corporation plans to sell TAT's current property, located at Bad Axe and East Soper Roads in the city. The transit agency has experienced steady growth in recent years, expanding both its services and its fleet. Officials say current facilities become too small to meet operational needs. In 2025, Thumb Area Transit provided roughly 430,000 rides, according to Jim Koski. The agency currently employs around 60 staff members. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
This winter, make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on, even when everyone is inside and online. Experience smooth streaming, online gaming, HD TV, remote work, and more, all without buffering or interruptions. Cold weather means more time indoors, more devices connected, and bigger demands on your internet. M3 Wireless is built to handle it all. Our network is strong, reliable, and consistent, providing the speed and stability you need for everything from video calls and home office work to movies, music, and online gaming. Make the switch today. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties, delivering the service you deserve all year long. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on all winter long in eastern Michigan.
We have two obituaries this morning. Catherine Ellen McTaggart, age 95, Port Hope, passed away Thursday, March the 12th. She was born February 19th, 1931 in Grindstone City, Michigan. Kay met a handsome young man named Harold McTaggart, and they were united in marriage on May 5th, 1951. She is survived by her children, Alan, Jean, and Deborah, her six grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Kay will be Monday, March 16th at 11 a.m. at Port Hope United Free Methodist. Burial will follow in the New River Cemetery, and friends can call Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach on Sunday, March 15th from 2 to 8 p.m. Visitation on Monday will be at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials may be offered to Port Hope Chamber of Commerce Fireworks Fund, the Grindstone Port Hope Sportsman's Club, or the Port Hope United Methodist Church, or to the donor of your choice. And you can share your memories with the family at RamseyFH.com. David Hacker of Elkton, age 89, passed away Thursday, March 12th at McLaren Thumb Region of Bad Axe. He was born February 9th, 1937 in Bad Axe. He met Janet K. Anderson and was married on September 19th, 1959. He is survived by his wife of over 66 years, Janet Hacker, his children Larry, Denise, Jeff, Don, and Chris, his 14 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren. In accordance with Dave's wishes, cremation has taken place, and a celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 21st, at Harvest Church of Bad Axe. The family will be present, share food and memories at the church's fellowship hall following the service. Memorials may be made to Harvest Church. And the family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. You can share your memories with the family at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And for more news, the NIH has announced a breakthrough AI tool designed to predict patients at risk of intimate partner violence. Funded by federal grants, the tool uses automated clinical decision support to help doctors intervene years before a patient might otherwise seek help. Clinical trials show the system can identify subtle red flags in medical records that human practitioners often miss. The tool is expected to be integrated into emergency rooms nationwide by the end of the year to provide critical safety net. The presidential office in Seoul stated it is carefully reviewing President Trump's request for South Korean warships to assist in securing the Strait of Hormuz. South Korea depends heavily on the Middle East for its energy needs, and it's weighing the risk of involvement. A decision is expected after close consultation with U.S. officials and internal security advisors. Any deployment would represent a significant shift in South Korea's regional military posture. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Sure, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? And Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. As well as M3 Wireless, your best choice in internet service in the Thumb of Michigan. With low-income plans priced as low as $45 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.
Sure Health is proud to offer yet another option in primary care for you, now with Dr. Liz Milligan seeing patients in Bad Axe. So Dr. Milligan, what made you choose family medicine?
I always knew that family medicine was going to be the field for me. I wanted to take care of all ages, all stages, and really just be that touch point for people and build those longitudinal relationships. And so excited to be back.
That's right, you're a native of Cass City. And what would the best piece of advice be for your patients?
Ask questions, be engaged. At the end of the day, you are in the driver's seat of your health. I can't go home and make good food for you. I can't go home and have you be active. So figure out what's going to work for you and how I can support you and just be an active participant in your health.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care, Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
And this is a look at your weather from Steve Adamson.